you like it? Yeah, you like it?
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf. I just woke up. My voice is froggy and deep. I took 2 weeks from podcasting. First of all, just didn't have much energy, and second of all, had to sit with a couple things very deeply, which I'll get into a little bit later, but not too much, actually. And I've had to sit with how I want to share information in a way that is not only non-dual and compassionate and just, but kind to myself. And I'm sick of taking on other people's secrets, pain, bullshit, which a lot of us has done. And I guess I'll just start this by saying, let's just make it fucking intense. So some of you kind of know I've been alluding to this for a while. I was molested. I finally had some memories becoming more and more vivid and clear. I'm not going to get too into it. I've had listeners in the past message and ask. And this has been an interesting journey of allowing these. I don't want to get full into it, because even before these precise memories came up, I knew that there was, in a sense, gray area molestation, but I did not realize that even if there was no penetration, it's considered molestation. So I've been sitting with that and confronted the person, and of course the person does not remember and is upset, and I don't want to fully go into it, but I will say here, for both parties to be as non-dual as I can, your reality does not have to be their reality and vice versa. And I think when you get into a debating match around your memories, I will say this, I hope it's okay. My mom was called crazy throughout my childhood as she was recalling her memories. And that really affected me. And I can also really relate. A lot of people who've experienced any kind of trauma, any kind of abuse in a deep way, they're often, they think they're ill, mentally ill. When you repress a memory and start taking on other people's versions of your reality, you start to get so twisted up. But the important thing is, as you gain clarity around your trauma, whether it's molestation, physical abuse, emotional abuse, and trust me, I got it all, okay? But it's okay if the other person, if you're still talking to them, doesn't remember. You still get to claim yours, and you don't have to force yours on them. And I think that's what's really important. But I made sure to not waste in the last year any energy debating with this person while this memory and memories continue to surface. But those of you who are going through that process and recovering memories, and it's very common to suppress a memory with these things or repress, like we know this by now. Your whole psyche, your whole being when undergoing trauma has to exile or leave. It leaves your body in a sense to survive. And healing work is about revisiting the scene of the crime and getting to heal those unprocessed traumas, pains, etc. So it's been, as you guys know, I've been in and out of the ER. And the last time I was in the emergency room, I had a reaction to Abilify, but I was also like convulsing in pain, and I could feel how much I was still holding in with my psychic abilities and the hits I get there. And I was holding in the person's pain who did molest me, although he is, I guess, surprised by this, although I don't want to get fully deeper, but I said to this person 8 months ago that I had more memories coming up, and we made it clear my reality did not have to be his. So blindsided or super surprised is surprising to me, considering I've been pretty honest that these things have been coming up over the last 4 or 5 years. So, and all of you can comment, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, whether or not just whether or not you're surprised, but like, I'm curious what you guys as listeners have been picking up from me in terms of my trauma, my journey. I try to be as honest as possible while also I have protected so many people. And I can't do it, because last time I was in the emergency room, I could feel how much other people's pain and my own. I was still holding in to protect them and protect myself. I get like, there's so many reasons why you hold this in, but I made a decision to not, you know, this journey is about authenticity and being your truest self, including the light and the dark within. And I'm just going to keep healing and being me. And those who want to act like I'm mentally ill or try to tell me, my reality's wrong, or just because they're in denial, or whatever's going on, whatever the actual truth is, I'm going to look after myself, but I can't keep holding in so much of other people's pain and secrets and hiddenness. And those of you, whether it was molestation, physical abuse, whatever, you understand what I'm saying there. And the beautiful point of life is trying to relearn, not just from your mistakes, but your parents and their parents. And I'm trying my best with my own son to continuously grow, evolve, go within. And him and I had a talk just yesterday where I apologized. I talked with a friend who shared some beautiful information with me and it resonated. And I used to be a lot harder on Shane when he was young. Like, he couldn't make a mistake. And it was really linked to my own pain body. I was so filled up, you could say, with pain and repressed anger that, like, anything that went wrong, I would explode. So in a sense, you know, obviously having Shane was like a big part of my awakening. I wanted to do so much better for him than my parents did for me. And I knew it would not, I guess it wasn't consciously, but it was like, oh, I need to heal. I want to be able to give this boy everything I can. And I'm always working and I'm trying my best to walk the path of the Bodhisattva and to be true and filled with integrity and non-dual while also really allowing for my own perspective. And I have really silenced myself. And this podcast today and all the other ones, it's a journey of trying to find my voice and speak my truth, but with compassion and not to blame, but instead claim my own experience and trust myself and love myself enough to know that I am kind, wise, yet bold. So, I just wanted to start there. I know that's big. I'll get back more into that abuse later while also, I don't want to say protecting people, but kind of like I'm not here to trash anyone or set something on fire. But there has been so much hiddenness in our collective, which has even allowed four different types of abuse to occur in the households while we've got the white picket fences. It's time to really uncover more and more truth of what's going on. Molestation is so common. It's so disturbing. The show To Catch a Predator, we have one person coming in after the other in terms of pedophilia and all sorts of things. So we need to start really getting honest and addressing our own grievances and pain and but also claim the parts that did that to others. And I've been trying my best to do that for a long time with Shane. And he gets like an apology or two a week from past things that arise. And most of the time he's like, what? I'm fine. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. Like genuinely, like that was fucked. And he's like, it's okay. And I think he knows how hard I'm trying and how deeply I love him. And as I went through all of this uncovering of this memory and memories that continue to surface and feeling crazy and all sorts of things, I've really made sure to look out for him and protect him as best I can. And he went to his dad's house a couple extra days and I'm not more than a couple extra days. And I'm not, there was a part of me that felt bad. And I was like, no, like you're weeping and you're convulsing. And like, you know, I guess there's this egoic part that's like, oh my God, I'm not being a good enough parent right now. It's like, if you're going through something that's such a deep trauma, like you are allowed to take care of you and go into like that really crucial vital mode. So just love yourself, all of you, because I know a lot of you, especially who listen to this, have been through your own pains and traumas. And it's a lot of energy. And like, I've had to allow the space to just rest and collapse, essentially, in the last however many months. And it's not just because of the molestation wound, but other things I've been going through, which I'll get into a very little bit. I don't want to go into too much there. Once again, out of respect for everyone involved, but also myself, I have still battling depression and anxiety. It's gotten a lot better since I confronted the person and said, you molested me, and also confronted some other people. Like I said, I'll get into that later. But it really has helped my anxiety, although I'm still not here to hurt anyone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm actually non-dual. I try to see all sides in a situation, and a lot of people who claim to walk the path of the Bodhisattva or be non-dual, like, I still am seeing a lot of unembodied souls and people, and that's fine. I know I'm not saying I'm perfectly embodied or integrated, but I've done a ton of work on myself through various means and various channels. And, you know, shadow work is one of my favorite. And boy, do I claim that I have dark places. And that's why even my Facebook photo on my personal page, Kate Fanchon Wolf, has a horn and the tree of life in it. It's like, I've claimed my horns. I've claimed, because what does horns mean? Rhinoceroses have horns. Like, I know other animals, you know what I mean? But like, elephants are, they're killed for their tusks. It's like, we're ashamed of our own tusks and antlers and oddities. And like, as I claim mine more and more and cut from my life the people who treat me like a little girl or want to deny my reality instead of work with it, I just have no time. I'm not going to the emergency room anymore. And I have an incredible woman and friend that I've been doing healing exchanges with. I'm going to give her a shout out, Jan Mitchell, who has just, I won't want to share any of her story because she did not give me permission, but I just want to say she has really helped me to wear my crown, and also we'll get into Yasod, a Sephiro in the tree, but like, she's really helped me heal an area in that Nega Yasod of that, my connection that really got fucked up and foundation that really got fucked up from the type of invasion, not just molestation. I was physically abused and I was very deeply emotionally abused, really by both my parents and a step parent. And really only my mother is the one who's really claimed it for the most part for me. I'm not calling her perfect, but man, she's done a lot of work and she's been through a lot, that woman. It's going to make me cry. I know she listens. So Mom, I love you. You know, I don't get very mushy with her still on the phone because I'm still often very defensive from the abuse, but I am seeing such a brave woman going within and being willing to claim things even with her shame. And she has also helped keep me alive in the last 4 or 5 months, along with a lot of other amazing people. I will also give out a woman, an incredible healer, Sarah Eisenberg, who has kept me alive for sure the last 2-3 years. She walks this path and is so non-dual. She actually reminds me of my Grammy in many ways, but also she's got like Pema Chodron like energy. That's what I think too. And I love Pema Chodron. If you don't know Pema Chodron, she has a book, When Things Fall Apart. I got into it years ago, like at the start of my journey, but it is an incredible book if you're looking for that. And if you're feeling like things are falling apart, and I have to say, I've gone through a lot, but having everything fall apart did help in a sense of, I was like, what do I have to lose really to speak my truth right now as gracefully as I can? Like, I don't really have, like, I've been raising my son as a single mother. You know, I don't have a husband or a boyfriend to lose. I have, you know, nothing's being lost with my son. We're only growing and healing, and he is just the most remarkable, talented, smart, funny boy, musical. Like, I could say so much more. So I'm just so proud of him, and I'm proud of myself, and I'm proud of my mother, and I'm proud of many others. I'm not going to keep going on. That's all I'll say for now, because I never know who wants to be mentioned on this and who doesn't in terms of specific name. So I taught a hieroglyphics lesson to my son's 8th grade world history class, and it was magical and wonderful. And it was my first time back in a middle school setting in a long time. And, you know, my son was obviously in the class and he was amazing, but they were all amazing. Like, these kids were so smart, and it was a hieroglyphics lesson, but essentially I had them tap into their soul and feel what sigil or symbol wanted to arrive. But it could be like, it could be, what did I try? I tried to draw a symbol of an hourglass, like the timelessness of time, but time till existing, like enraptured in a heart. And like my drawing actually ended up looking funny, and they all kind of teased me in a loving way. But then they all end up doing their own unique, beautiful symbols or drawings, and they blew me away. And they all, we had a critique at the end, so those who wanted to stand up and share could, and I was blown away. Not even the ones who shared out loud, but like I got to walk around obviously and see what they were drawing and brainstorming. And kids are so tuned in to ancient truth in their souls. And then like I don't know, it was an honor to get to teach there. This is going to be an emotional episode. I didn't think it was going to be. I mean, I guess I should have known, but talking and sharing with all of you what I am. But just give me a second. It was so touching to get to teach an eighth grade class with my son in it. I'm just so in awe of him. And I know he probably felt a little weird. It's like, you know, his mom's a comedian, rapper. I've got like spiders tattooed on my neck, and like, so I know he's, I know, you know, it's been interesting for him to ride all of this, and he's just so freaking awesome and cool and tuned in and smart. And like I said, funny. He can like diss me so quickly, and just like, he shocks me with how funny he is. And I love that. Like he grew up in comedy too, and like around a lot of incredible comedians still. Like he hangs out with a lot of my comedian friends, and him and his friends are just so sharp and witty, and I'm just really proud of him. I will say, still in terms of public education, they give too much homework. I think there should be zero homework, honestly. Or like if I give my client homework, it's like soul homework, where it'll be like, you know, try connecting to the mermaid realm for 5 minutes and seeing what comes through if you want to. And if you don't, that's great. And I also, with my clients, never make them feel guilty for like, not just, I don't want to say disappearing, but like they're allowed to come as often or not often as they want. Like, no, in my opinion, no therapist or healer should make you feel guilty if you feel that you need to take a step back. Like that, you know, there are people still get off on power dynamics. And I won't say that I don't to some subconscious degree, but I've really tried with my son to not misuse my parenting to overpower him. And I have to say, I see that still in so many structures, this overpowering, you know, and that's okay. It's part of the collective. We're all going to have it within, but it's important to continuously go within and see your subconscious ways. And I did see something yesterday more, which is why I try to come to apologize to my son. I was like, if I still make you feel like you don't have the freedom to make mistakes, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, I don't feel that way anymore. But when he was younger and in so much pain, if something like a juice box spilled, I could have a real explosion. This was like, I'd say the last time a big one like that happened was when he was like 6 or 7 or in that arena, maybe 8, but I've done a lot of work on myself and claiming that this is mine and not his, and that, you know, every time I accidentally acted out, I immediately apologized and let him know that was me being a bitch or a cunt. You know what I mean? So the more we can claim and not steep in shame, which is hard as fuck to do, I think the easier everything will get. But I really hate how much homework they're giving kids. My son had me look at his math homework the other day, and it was so overwhelming to my brain that I puked. Like he watched me. He was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm sorry. Like that's how much homework feels overwhelming. And I felt like I was picking up on his overwhelm. Like teachers, please listen to me. Like homework's unnecessary. These kids are in school 6.5 hours a day. They can go home and enjoy other activities. Like unless you give it very seldomly or whatever, but like, please, if any teachers are listening, like, and you have any say, like we need to really, I think in my opinion, I know not everyone agrees, rally against homework unless it's very, very minimal and very necessary. These kids are given so much information in a day, let them go home and choose what they, I mean, and then a lot of these kids are doing sports or hobbies, activities, music lessons. It's like, for crying out loud, they're picking up on all the anxieties that we're unable to handle. And then we push it all on our kids. Whether you're listening and you don't have a kid, you get what I'm saying, because you're still holding it then. So I hate it. Also, I hate that I'm not allowed to text my kid during the day. I think kids should be able to have access to their cell phones. Obviously, they put them away in class, but they should be able to check them at lunch or in their free time. Like, sometimes I want to text my kid, like, how are you? And there was a real situation that occurred last year where, thankfully, he texted me and reached out to me because it was a real dire situation. I don't want to share much more than that for his privacy, but, like, you know, if a kid's feeling really in a bad place, they should be able to contact their parents if they don't feel safe to tell a teacher or someone else. So I really think that they should have access to their phones and that they should not be taken away. They should be silenced, you know, or on do not disturb, but let's treat kids with the same respect we treat adults. Please. I also want to take us through a quick, I don't know if I'm going to call it meditation or channeling or vision exercise or third eye opening exercise, but it's something that I do often that I decided I want to share with you all if you want to do it. So close your eyes with me and we'll take a couple deep breaths. So I want you all to call on a deity. You can call on God, Goddess, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, the Mother Mary, aliens, if you work with any alien group, mermaids, fairies. My aliens are Arcturians. You can call on the Intergalactic Federation of Light Beings, Buddha, archangels, angels. Like, there's so many beings that are here to assist all of us. So call on whatever being or just light source energy. Call on whatever you want. Your higher self you can call on right now. I'm going to right now call on, I'm going to say source energy, as well as Hanuman and Kali, two deities I work with frequently, and then the whole Federation of Light. I'm going to call them all in, actually. And if you want to do this with me, you do not have to. Imagine this beautiful sword of light. Okay, and what I do, you do not have to do this with me, I take this sword and slowly plunge this sword of light through my heart, through my chest, and I say, I pledge my being, my heart, my soul to this path of awakening, to the path of the Bodhisattva. I pledge my integrity to truth, and that I will see that we are all connected, we are all one, and that all perspectives matter, but to trust my truth and my heart enough to move forward boldly, justly, and compassionately to speak my perspective and my truth. So all of you feel free to do that and speak those words in your own way if you'd like. If you don't want to, you can just say interesting exercise. And you can do this as much as you want. And I may be teaching more of my own methods I do, whether it's to channel or something like that. I call it the Sword of Truth Meditation, and it allows me to try to recenter in my integrity and in my foundation and in my own self-compassion and self-trust. People have treated me like a little girl up until recently because a lot of the abuse I suffered. It's not just them treating me like a little girl. It's an energy system we were co-creating. So as I claim my womanhood, the whole thing shifts. And as I wear my crown, truth conquers all, everyone. There is universal truth, non-duality, the yin-yang, the third thing that essentially encompasses the yin-yang-like thing, the whole thing, non-duality. When you encompass all that is, something else arises, and truth can arise and arrive in a matter that is so much more delicate and kind. But when you don't allow yourself to really embody non-duality, the light and the dark within yourself, when you don't allow yourself to see your darkness for real and to channel it and set a place for it, which I did with my rap and my artwork and much more, my podcast. I don't know if my, maybe my podcast a little, but I'd say definitely my raps, right? That's where I allow my shadow, my lower self, to really channel out. And I needed that, especially as I was going through the rage of all the different types of abuse that occurred to me. So, you know, truth is arising for all of us, but try within your own system to do it as kindly as possible. And sometimes blowing things up is not kindly. It's definitely not, you know. There's a way to speak your truth that's way more seated and grounded. I saw a video recently, by the way, where people were like torturing snakes, like they were lab snakes. And first of all, I'm against all that shit. By the way, I don't like any animals in enclosed cages or containers. I hate it. Unless it's like their own doghouse bed that they can go in and out of. But like, just because you can't fully put yourself in their shoes or body, like, doesn't mean you can overpower or mistreat them. And they were abusing these snakes and they were like laughing as the snakes got angry. And it's like, well, picture you being trapped in a box in a container by another species, how you would feel. You know what I mean? Of course they're hissing, and it's not funny. It disturbed my soul so deeply. We have to look at, that's why I have spiders also on my neck. I mean, they symbolize so much in terms of spirituality, like the weavers of destiny and mystery. To me, they also represent a vital part in the ecosystem. And yet we fear so much of all of these different animals and species and places within ourselves. You know, these are all beings that have their place, whether they make us comfortable or uncomfortable. And then we can decide what we want to do with it. But we are all strange, beautiful, mythical, incredible, multifaceted beings discovering our own unknown places. Our elven places, our dragon places, our mermaid places, our reptilian places, our spider-like places, our angel-like places, our devil-like places, our snake-like places, our dog-like places. You get what I'm saying. There's so many, our collie-like places, our fiery-like, our jellyfish. I just looked at the jellyfish on my wall. You know, we have these different places within. That's, to me, integration. Really including all that you are. Now, a lot of this is from the work I learned in the school, A Society of Souls. I am currently taking a step back from that school for now. I don't want to share my full reasons as of now or experience out of my own protection, in a sense. The work's incredible, but other things I experienced did not feel right for me. That's a really nice way of saying it. I don't want to say much more. It honestly hurts my heart, the whole experience, but I have taken a step back from A Society of Souls, although I continue to give and receive the non-dual Kabbalistic healings, which are freaking incredible. So right in there, you have the positive and the negative. But I know that the work is working me. I'm integrating, you know, but this work's about authenticity, and I'm becoming more me, and I'm not some little girl. I'm a very wise woman who has been through a lot of things. And if I'm interacting with a person or an organization or anything, a situation, a career that makes me feel like I have to play small, I'm not blaming that other thing, but I listen and I try to go in another direction. At this point, it's taken a lot of time to individuate enough, especially from the abuse, like the molestation. You get very enmeshed and entangled. And to know that you're safe to be who you are and to have your truth and your experience. And you don't need to stay quiet, but you also don't need to blow things up. But you have to learn how to have the container to sit with things enough to even know how you want to move forward. I sat with this. I didn't podcast for 2 weeks because there were so many things coming up, as you can hear. And I wanted to make sure that I spoke my truth with as much integrity and dignity as possible and to try my best to not hurt anyone. And I hope I'm doing a good job. And any of you listening want to go on my social media, please let me know. Because it's very, having a public podcast and going through all of this And a lot of these things arise through the work that I was introduced to and through other means, because I've been on this awakening journey for years and years. I've been talking to the Arcturian aliens, man. They still give me tons of downloads, you know? And Lirans have been coming in more. I believe my friend Khalees has huge Liran ties, but I'll let her speak on that. I hope that she'll come on soon. She was going to maybe come on. Nah, she'll come on soon. Very soon. I felt like this had to be me as I'm sharing very, you know, personal things. I want to also, again, reiterate, this is going to sound obvious, but unfortunately I'm seeing this still. We don't call people mentally ill, crazy, bipolar. People do not do that. Like, if you honestly think someone's having a health issue, then actually be there for them and help them. But if you're just calling them mentally ill in a mean way, you're actually beyond bullying. That's the kind of behavior that leads someone to like hanging themselves in middle school. So you don't call people crazy, mentally ill, and shit like that. Sometimes we slip. If you've done it and it happened, it's okay. You can forgive yourself. But moving forward, we don't do that. Be enlightened enough to go deeper into what's really happening. I mean, talk about mentally ill. It's like it doesn't even work anymore with the collective we're in. Look at our president, at how I would say mentally ill he is after I'm saying don't call people mentally ill, right? It's like, once again, look at how many people get caught in programs like To Catch a Predator. We are in a mentally ill, we are in a collective that is out of relationship, you could say. So it's like people who were calling me crazy or thinking I'm acting out. Yes, whether I may have been acting out, maybe, maybe not, who knows? We all act out. But we're swimming in a collective that's soiled and filled with unhealed wounds. And I'm seeing patriarchal, misogynistic, dualistic shit in almost everywhere still holographically, including the public school system in the way that we don't really listen to the kids' hearts and souls with the way we pile homework on. That's very mind wisdom off balance to the opposite of, I'm thinking of the tree. Chokma is like the father, wisdom, and across is Bina, mother, understanding. There's not enough Bina, mother, understanding. But women are a part of this too. This is not a sexist thing. Me exploding on my son when he made a mistake is also that system. So women are also acting out within this thing. The Sri Yantra, the balancing of masculine and feminine energies, it's within all of us. So women have been acting out in the patriarchy as well. We are all healing this together. But it's time we hear everyone, and women do need to be heard. So this is my way of trying, very respectfully, in all arenas, because there are many things going on, including positive ones like career things. I will announce now my podcast, I believe, you know, I'm going to start like promoting next week, but my next second comedy album taping, it's called Superpowers. It's going to be March 29th at the Stress Factory, 6 and 8 p.m. shows. I'm not yet sure of any promo codes, which I'm sure there will be. I don't know, but just save that date, Stress Factory, New Jersey. That way my New York people, New Jersey and Philadelphia people, because I have a lot of friends and just people who are listeners in those areas. And I think New Jersey, I just love the club Stress Factory too. I obviously still love New York Comedy Club where I recorded my first one, obviously, but I live in New Jersey. This is like 20 minutes away and I just love the club. So mark it in your calendars, March 29th. Also, October 26th, coming up soon, I will be at Chelsea Square in Montclair reading tarot from, let me give you the exact time. Sorry, I'm like going on my Instagram to, I believe it's 11 to 4. I might have to take some breaks because it's like, you know, yeah, 11 to 4 p.m. So that's October 26th, Chelsea Square, Montclair in Montclair, New Jersey. And then also November 21st, I will be doing a Rising Phoenix ceremony with Brenda Castano, an incredible Castano, is how you really say it, an incredible healer, hypnotist, and she does sound bowl healing. She will be definitely doing the sound bowl healing at the event. Those of you who have never experienced it, it's incredible. She is intuitive with it. She just like channels it from the heavens. And she has just so many incredible bowls that she uses. And they really, oh my gosh. So the Rising Phoenix ceremony is November 21st, 6 p.m., Island, New Jersey. It's going to be my house. Those of you who get tickets, I will give the exact address to. You know, and I love that my house is becoming a safe place for this kind of healing work. And like I said, definitely mark March 29th at the Stress Factory in New Jersey in your calendars. I will be recording my second album, Superpowers. And I will be next week showing you all the album cover. Or at least I think. You never know. Maybe I'll shift because it's kind of got my old long brown hair. And I obviously right now have like this short blonde unicorn-ish hair, as I would describe it. I'm loving doing my hair. I love, cause I cut it and dye it myself. And it's just such a fun art project for me to continue to work with. I want to give a shout out to Elizabeth Warren, who answered the question about gay marriage. I don't believe this was in the debate. I don't think, but someone said, how do you feel about people who think marriage is between one man and one woman? And she said, I think that person should just marry one man or woman. And it was just so, she was amazing. She's bomb.com. So I'm loving her. I'm loving some other people as well. But that comment really, I was like, damn, that was good and funny. Want to remind everyone of the mind, body, spirit connection. Literally the last time I was in the emergency room writhing in pain, I knew I was like, okay, Kate, go within. What is really going on? And I knew I was still staying so quiet. So what I really wanted to be doing was screaming through the ER, which I kind of did a little bit. I didn't scream, but I was saying my opinions loudly. I was like, how is no one else feeling the pain of the planet in your bones? Like I can feel her screams and like, there are communities without clean water. Like we have racism. We are shooting innocent black people. Like I'm not trying to say this in a laughing weird voice. I'm laughing because I was like screaming it through the ER. Like how am I the crazy one when our president is getting away with what he's doing? Like we have, you know, people getting molested in their homes and like we don't talk about it. Like how the pain was in my body and I knew I was like, oh, I need to start speaking more, but at my own pace about my own personal experience with my trauma and then my current stuff that's been going on. But once again, I am still in a sense, not just trying to protect the other people involved, but protect myself. It's like, I really want to walk this truthfully, but I have been holding back so much pain and so much truth and I'm trying my best. Yes. And like I said, I'm taking distance from a society of souls. But I'm still giving and receiving the non-dual Kabbalistic healings and believe that the Tree of Life is one of the most incredible ancient symbols that is not just here on Earth, but is throughout the cosmos. Same with the Flower of Life and the Merkaba and the Yin-Yang. Like a lot of these symbols, like I study ancient sacred geometry and Arcturian. I mean, I did a whole lesson in hieroglyphics, but I also showed some of the kids a little bit of Arcturian sacred geometry. I'm sure the teacher was like, what? But he was cool about it. But Arcturian, which is the alien group I work with, they have so many. If you go on Simeon7D, I believe it is, .com, or if you just Google Arcturian sacred geometry and you start looking at those images, like you'll see that there are images like the Tree of Life throughout the cosmos that civilizations have been working with and continue to work with. Like these are energy systems, ancient, eons old. You just got to keep feeling what's right for you. That to me is the path. It's like feeling your own unique vibration, really going within and deciding who you are. But it's so hard when we don't want to hurt people. We want to be polite. We don't want to be seen as a bitch. I mean, talk about, I finally confronted and said, you molested me to this person. 38 years old to really say it that directly. Although, you know, we had gone to therapy for a year and, you know, I thought I had confronted. I guess this was just more direct because I finally healed enough and had the space. Once again, thanks to the woman I do healing exchanges with, Jan Mitchell, and many others for helping me heal to create the space in my body to be able to speak my truth louder. And please, you guys, after hearing this, go on my social media. Tell me what you're thinking about all of this. I would love to hear. I just feel like as I heal, not just the yesod in the tree, the connection in the foundation place, but as I just feel grounded in general, because I also work with chakras and all other different types of healing modalities. But as I shift into my power and really connect to myself and follow my highest excitement, I have to say, I've been a fan of Bashar, an alien channel. He's part of the Esasani. He always has been preaching, follow your highest excitement. And I have a thing, a career opportunity, a big one that looks like it's moving forward. And he's one of the people, I've been a fan of Bashar forever. He's one of the people I want to have on one of the episodes. So wish me luck in getting in touch. If any of you know, actually know a man who knows Bashar, but if any of you know Daryl Anka, he's the man who channels Bashar, please tell him about me. And I want to get in touch with him. I'm such a fan, and I've been following my highest excitement, like Bashar has been saying, and I'll tell you, it is very hard in this collective to really do that. Not just follow your highest excitement, but to really listen to your body. Because sometimes your highest excitement, which he would probably agree with, is taking a nap if you need it, you know? So excitement doesn't have to be something that like fills your whole body with like all that life force. It could also be saying, oh, well, what I really want to do right now is rest. And that's okay. I mean, we have really twisted ourselves up and overworked ourselves. So many of my friends I talk to are run down and tired and fighting all different kinds of things. It's like mind, body, spirit connection. You gotta listen. And I, trust me, my emergency room trips were pushing me to get here. And I fully haven't shared the full truth of any of these situations or my experience. I won't chase the full truth, but my full experience. But this is, I'm sharing what feels right to share as of now. Also, in terms of romance, I know a lot of you are wondering what's going on with me in that arena. I've also been very quiet there for myself and others. It just feels right. I will say that my current romantic, not romantic at all situation, but romantic and then not romantic that I experienced over the last 4 or 5 years or whatever has very much also mirrored the hiddenness of my childhood. The hiddenness, I'm not saying molestation, but not just their hiddenness, it's my hiddenness. It was my burying of pain because when I first met and dated the person I still have feelings for, I was so much holding, and I was in my own hiddenness and my own pain and acting out, and I just didn't realize it. So even though I've been celibate for like 4 years at this point, which I'm not, I do wear with an honor, but like I'm not even upset about, like I'd way rather be celibate, and I'll say this again, than sleeping with someone then that later makes me feel disrespected or lies or, you know, but I'm included in there. I love that I've been celibate and honoring my body and my sexuality. And I believe that's why I've been able to really uncover a lot of this emotional turmoil. So yeah, my hiddenness is coming out because I didn't, you know, whether it was my hiddenness was also steeped in gossiping and telling everyone else what I thought, but not say, you know, so that's why I even had to say out loud today that I was distancing myself from the spiritual school because I've been working with this issue for a while and finally had to come out and say it to everyone, especially my listeners, because, you know, I'm not saying don't do it. Because the work's incredible and real, but like I am personally not feeling good about it at the moment. So like those of you who take my word, I wanted you to know out of my own integrity and not just silently take a step back, which a lot of people do. And if that's their, that's their right. But I felt like that I owed it to the people who I kind of praised it to hear that there was more than just that. And I could share more, but I'm not going to at this moment. I just feel like a lot of us are just holding in so much pain still. And I know a lot of you can agree with me. And when you get physically sick from holding in so much pain, when it manifests there, I think that's when you can go within in the deepest and say, what's going on? Where am I holding in pain? Where am I wearing masks? what's going on. Now, some people disagree with me heavily here and just are kind of stuck in Asiya, which is the physical realm, and don't see how it's connected to the emotional and spiritual realms, but it is all connected. So, and I learned this the hard way. Like, I couldn't walk for 2 weeks. Like, I've had Lyme disease since I was 23. I know a lot of people are suffering from Lyme. Like, I've had it since I was 23, and there were moments where I could not even walk. I was paralyzed, and it only made me go within and say, oh, I have to be softer with myself, or I have to disconnect from a lot of people for a bit, or like, you just have to feel into what you need to do in those moments. But it's not easy to then tell other people, you know, I quit this job. It's running me to the ground, or I got to do less hours, or I can't talk to this specific person anymore because it's draining me. Like, you just got to make the decisions you've got to make. But I will say, like, and whether it's the trauma you've experienced or abuse, like, do not debate your truth. It doesn't have to be theirs, and it doesn't have to be the full truth, right? Your truth is a piece of the puzzle, but you don't have to debate it. Like, that's something I've been doing for 38 years, right? For a lot of reasons. But I'm done. And I also, as everyone knows, I very much believe in twin flames and in terms of the Kabbalistic tree of life. If you ever want to look it up, it's like you've got source, God, God and goddess energy, but source, oneness. And then it's like the story of Adam and Eve, the splitting of God into male and female, but that doesn't mean it has to be man and woman. I know many women who embody that male energy so much more, you know what I mean? And then I know men who embody that female energy. So this is not anti-homosexual or anything in any way. It's the story of manifestation and the splitting from Keter, which is closest to God, crown, into Hukma and Bina, mother, father. So for me, the twin flame stuff lines up exactly to the tree. And this is also, if you do your research into Adam Kadmon, the original man, a lot of the story of that in the ancient Kabbalah, the Zohar, like we're going into ancient text. A lot of it is the story of the Godhead splitting into male and female and going through the journey of refining themselves and their mirror in Malchut, in the kingdom, in the manifested reality. So I did my own research here, okay, with Adam Kadmon and this story in ancient Kabbalah. But, you know, twin flames, it does link to the Kabbalah and to many other things. And I had psychic dreams where Edgar Cayce came through and led me to the story of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene being twin flames and how that story went down. They wanted to leave the church to Mary Magdalene, but women were not allowed. And women, it's still in the soil. There is still misogyny and patriarchy. Like, we're still healing from, like, Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene time where they buried. It's, like, all about Jesus Christ. You very rare. And first of all, I believe that they were, I don't know if they were married or not, but I know that they were romantic. I know they had sex. I believe they have kids. Like, that's obviously very, that goes against what the Christianity or Catholicism teaches. But I feel that most of Christianity is very sexist. It's all God, God, God. I don't hear the word goddess. It's he. That's where twin flames come in. The Godhead is equal of male and female and much more energies. That's like the most simplification of it. Because, and you can look at that in the Tree of Life once again. Like, and masculine and feminine is not what most of us think it is here on the earth plane. So I did. I opened up a twin flame portal and a portal of abundance with five other incredible healers. Some of you don't believe in twin flame stuff at all. Fine. Cool. But I opened that up, and it's okay if you don't believe in twin flames, but I'm not wasting my energy either debating any of my truth, but you can still not believe. Like, that's what I think, whether it's twin flames or guns or like, you know, Democrats and Republicans, like there's so many sides to be taken on so many things, but like you're allowed to have your truth and they're allowed to have theirs. And when that really shifts, I think we're going to stop acting out and having wars. But I'm sick of hiding my perspective and my truth. I've done enough of trying to see everyone else's. That's why I was so quiet. I didn't want to hurt anyone else or make waves or be a fire starter. Right? Like, that's what I've been telling myself that's kept me quiet since my childhood. Be the good little girl. And, you know, I am good, but I'm also bad like every other human walking the earth. Non-duality. And in true non-duality, you don't take sides even if you're taking personal sides. You still, in terms of your actions, cannot be dualistic. If you want to be a true embodied bodhisattva and non-dual spiritual warrior. Also, I'd like to say, I'm sure, I don't know if some of you know this, but I've been bullied in a bunch of podcasts. A lot of people have talked shit, whether it was about me rapping or my views on twin flames. I would just like to say, people can say whatever they want on podcasts. I'm sure a lot of people get offended about what I say, like, that's fine, but not that I mean to offend. But let me just say this, because there's a line that gets crossed. It's never, ever okay to tell someone or even suggest to someone that they should kill themselves or give someone a suicide hotline number in a mean way. I've already said this, but like, seriously. And if you think bullying ends in middle or high school, you're wrong. I'm still experiencing it. And a lot of people get bullied in their work environments, whether it's by bosses or like, you know, there's the bullying and the abuse of power and hierarchies. Sometimes there are quote unquote hierarchies in a way. Sometimes you have a teacher or a therapist, but those people are never allowed to abuse their power. And I have to also, I want to shout out one of my favorite deities, Kali, who I have painted right next to me. When I sleep, I wake up often at 3 a.m. seething with rage from all the stuff I've been through, especially through childhood. And she kind of just sits with me and holds me with my fire and allows that rage to be present. And I don't feel bad in those moments. I don't feel like I have to push it down at 3 a.m. when I sit with Kali, because this fire needs to be present with all the fuckery and bullshit that's going on. Do you know how many people are getting molested in their homes and they just bury it? And then like, and I'm not saying to bury the person who did it. We need to find out why this is fucking going on in the first place. If we want to be really non-dual, I'm not saying rape or molestation is ever okay, but it's too common for us to just point our finger. You know what I mean? All of us. So Kali is here with her fire to make us really look at what's going on and clean all of this up, because the pain in our homes is the pain that Gaia feels. It's the pain the animals feel and other beings and species that we have yet to fully connect to on this earth plane. So it's time that we heal. It's time we speak up, but kindly. And like I said, I've been trying this whole podcast to do that. And I sat and I went an extra week of not podcasting purposely to sit with all of these things and emotions and my seething rage. I've sat longer than 2 weeks, obviously. In a sense, I've sat 38 years, if we're going to really go there. But let's see. Also, animals, once again, should not be in cages. Also, I hate being called, I've said this, you know, obviously a lot of my friends don't listen to my podcast, but I hate being called sweetie, honey, especially unless I'm fucking you, please do not call me those words. People love sending all different kinds of emojis and heart emojis, myself included, but I've been very weary of not sending hearts and instead trying to send other images that feel way more platonic. So I've been trying to really get sensitive even in those kinds of exchanges. And I've had to tell so many people in the last months to not call me sweetie, honey, angel, etc. It's an abuse wound for me right now, especially where you'd get abused and then called sweetie, honey. And people love giving unsolicited advice. Oh my God. That's another way, in my opinion, of domination. Unless your perspective is asked for, you really, and I'm not saying I'm not guilty here and I'm working with it on my own way. Trust me. But it's something we all need to look at. If someone does not want your advice and they want to feel like an adult and do their own decisions, then let them do that. And I even try that with Shane. Like, the weekend's coming up, he's with me. I'm like, hey, these are possible plans. And if he says, I don't want to do that, I say, okay. I'm not like, come on, like, let people, you know, you can tell people your thoughts and your feelings, but we have started subconsciously dominating through like fake kindness. And it's like, that shit needs to stop. Feel into your body. If someone's being fake kind, but it's giving you a bad stomach ache, like, walk away. I also want to talk about the Hopi prophecy again. It's the prophecy from the Hopi tribe that now is the time that the new earth will be getting created. a tribe of rainbow warriors. It's of all races and colors and species are coming to make the earth green again, to right the wrongs, to help heal the poison soil in a different kind of way. True non-duality, but real community, different kinds of energy systems, you know, acknowledging our connection to the Federation of light beings, et cetera, et cetera. Once again, you know, I all believe in twin flames, and I know a lot of maybe even you don't know how to feel about it. That's fine. Don't take it on if it ain't for you. Also, I've been trying my best to not just say the word God, but to say goddess or universe or life force or whatever fits for you. But I'm sick of just God. I want to hear a lot more goddess, you know, when people are praying. And just, I wrote like a little poem. I don't know like what it would be called, like a poem or a rap or spoken word. I guess it's spoken word. I wrote some spoken word I would like to say for all of you to end this with, called authenticity. Before I end with it, I will say all that you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at the Kate Wolf, Facebook, Kate Fanchonwolf is my personal page, Kate Wolf. And then I have an invasion of privacy page. Please comment somewhere how you felt about this podcast. It's going to be called Justified because I feel very justified finally in speaking my truth. And I trust my heart enough that I'm doing it as kindly as possible. Trust me, there's a lot more fucked up shit I could say. And a lot of, I'm not putting this at one person or one thing at all, but like, I'm still trying to sit with things and come up with a fair truth. So like anyone who's offended by what I said, like I am still holding back to be so non-dual or embodied or whatever you'd call it. So like, you know, I'm trying to not blow anyone's shit up or my shit up. I've learned in the past to not do that. It doesn't help me or the other people. So follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Also, like I said, I have events coming up. October 26th, Chelsea Square, Montclair. I'll be reading tarot, 11 to 4. I believe it'll be an option of $40 to $60 readings, depending on how many cards you want. November 21st, I'm going to be holding an event here at my house with Brenda Castaño, Phoenix Rising Ceremony. There will be sound healing, tarot, channeling, talks. It's just going to be powerful. Rituals. We're going to be burning away the old and bringing in the new and rising ourselves again from the ashes of this earth plane where misogyny and patriarchy is steeped within all of our systems. And it's time that we speak our own truths and traumas. And it doesn't mean you have to confront the person if you don't want to. But if you want a healing, I'm still giving not just non-dual Kabbalistic healings, but I give tarot healings. I do channelings. I do soul song readings. I do so many things. So twin flame readings, whatever you want. Soulmate readings, whatever you want to call it. Like, but you don't even need that, because if you are concerned about love, all the other healings will always, you know, include that. And yeah, I'll be recording my second comedy album. I'm very excited. Stress Factory, March 29th, 6 and 8 PM shows. More details to come. I'll be promoting on social media, hopefully next week. So, okay, I'm going to end on my spoken word called authenticity. It's got a little bit of my gangster in there. For those of you who don't like cursing, you might want to disconnect now. Okay. I wish I practiced this before I did it, because there was a beat to it when I wrote it, but I haven't practiced. But let's just hope it doesn't sound too crazy or whatever. So I'm done with saying sounding too crazy. That's part of my wound. I'm hoping it doesn't sound too novice, but if it does, well, guess what? I'm a bit of a novice in all of this. It's all good. Okay, authenticity. I'm a no bullshit bitch with a heart of gold. And if you want to try to come at me, I'll prove you're stuck in the old. It's time to evolve, so you might as well come with us, because if you try to take us down, we'll just leave you breathless. So take a moment and breathe. Maybe even take three. But know that it's pointless to even test me. Because I've already plunged a sword of truth through my chest. I've proven to be solid just like the rest. Now watch me catch fire. Watch me blow. Because this bitch here is about to put on one hell of a fucking show. maybe a TV show. But it won't be fake like Hollywood. It'll be healing and real. It'll be straight from my heart, so you know I didn't steal. Now let's create a new Earth and pay homage to Gaia, because without her, there would be nada. Gaia nada was a tough rhyme, but not a damn fucking thing. Literally, without Gaia, we'd all be dead. So if I were you, I'd stop and just hear what I said. Namaste, everyone. I'm sending everyone listening, whether you're triggered by me or not, light, love, and darkness in a sense. But I don't mean darkness. I mean the ability to tap into your own truth, your dark and light places, your authenticity, your truest, authentic, unique vibration, and to have the strength to continue to go within and look at your own blind spots and your own, you know, shadow places, because it's not easy. But I'll be here if you want a healing. It's, as of now, they will go up. It's $100 an hour. My email is kwolff, W-O-L-F-F, 27@gmail.com. And even if you'd like a lesson on tarot or how to channel, or if you're having an ability open up, even if it's an artistic ability like writing, and you want to focus on how do I get this moving, or a new business you want to start? Like, I'm really good at helping to see where people's delusions are, that they can't do it, et cetera, et cetera. Because a lot of people say, oh, you need to come down to reality. I believe that reality is way more limitless and magical than most believe. So I want you to come into the reality of your truest power and ability to live a life that's in relationship and connected and full of life force, where you are following your, not just your highest excitement, but your heart and your body, and really, really in it. And the strength to speak to others, even if you're scared because you think they're above you or something. No one's really above or below anyone. We compare constantly, and that's a very nega netzach wound if we go to the tree comparing. So, and compare is despair. I did not make that up. I remember a friend of mine, Emma, who I haven't talked to in a while, used to say that all the time. In the comedy world, we would always compare. Compare equals despair. Find out your unique vibration. Be who you are and try to walk this path as boldly and bravely as possible. It's okay to fall. It's okay to make mistakes. We will always get back up, and we each get a million new chances, which is Phoenix Rising energy. Thank you all so much for listening. I'm Kate Wolff. Bye. Wearing? Fuck it up, fuck it up. Fuck it up. Dude, yeah, you like it? 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 Yeah, you like it?